England's Mike Brown unveils the extreme measures taken to prepare for a clash against South Africa at Ellis Park, a match that would become a pivotal moment in rugby history. Here's why this strategy could redefine how teams approach high-altitude games. In 2018, Brown, then England's most capped fullback, was part of a squad that initially stunned the Springboks with a 24-3 lead during Siya Kolisi's first test as captain. England's head coach Eddie Jones prepared his team for the hostile atmosphere by staging a muffed encounter at their training base, Pennyhilt. Staff donned Springbok jerseys, waved flags, and even set off green flares to simulate the intense environment awaiting them. However, the altitude of Johannesburg, 1,753 meters above sea level, took its toll. Despite their fiery start, England ultimately fell 42-39, marking Rassie Erasmus's first win as South Africa's coach. Reflecting on the experience, Brown describes the physical strain during the match, likening it to a blood metal taste in his throat, and acknowledges the folly of their acclimatization strategy. The outcome not only marked a turning point for the Springboks, but also serves as a cautionary tale for teams facing similar challenges.